So let's take a moment to settle into this moment, settle into this experience. Perhaps feeling yourself sitting. Feeling the sensations of sitting. The sensations of touching the floor. Pressure against the body. Maybe against the backside. Bringing an aliveness of attention, bringing some mindfulness, some awareness of the bodily experience. To sit and know you're sitting. We can inhabit the body with aliveness, with presence. Alive to how the body is right now. Perhaps you want to check in with the face, a common place where we hold tension. Maybe around the eyes. The jaw. The shoulders. Might there be a little more ease? The upper back. And lower back. It's okay if the tension, any tension, doesn't go. You're just creating the conditions in which there might be some relaxation. Some releasing. In the chest, that holds our beautiful hearts. Might there be just a little bit more opening, a little bit more softness, however you understand that. Find the belly be soft and relaxed. When you find yourself lost in thought, with kindness, with warmth, you just come back again to the sensations of the body. Maybe noticing that the body is breathing. Breathing out and knowing that breathing out is happening. Breathing in and knowing that breathing in is happening. Settling in, getting collected on this moment. And to set the intention for this meditation session, to have this sense of direction, of warmth, of kindness, care. Whatever arises, we can meet it with an open-heartedness, with warmth. We're not in any hurry. We don't have to get somewhere else. So now you bring to mind someone you dearly love, someone close to you, that you have an uncomplicated relationship with. It might be a person, it might be a pet. Might be an imaginary kitten or puppy, baby. And notice how you hold them in your heart. And feel the warmth, the spaciousness. Maybe playing a little bit with the image of the lovable being and the experience of the warmth in the heart. For some people, the image will be easily accessible. For some people, maybe the sensations, the experiences of warm-heartedness will be easily accessible. Without straining, without pushing, without forcing, can we stretch just a little to have that image of the lovable being and an awareness of the warm-heartedness towards this lovable being? Whatever's arising, to meet that with warmth. Allowing yourself to feel the care you have for this being. Keeping it simple and easy. And then let yourself be aware of their measure of sorrows, some of their difficulties, It's natural that all beings have some difficulties. And feel how your heart opens to wish them well, to extend comfort, to have this wish that their suffering, their difficulties be eased. This wish that their suffering, their difficulties end. This is the natural response of the heart. A lovable being, bring to mind their difficulties. Maybe there's one in particular. Maybe just the recognition. It's not possible to have a life without difficulties. And to support this warm-hearted wish for their suffering to end, it can be helpful to repeat some phrases. You're welcome to modify these. Also, an invitation to keep it simple. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace. for some people, repeating the phrases is a nice way, a helpful way to practice compassion. For some people, it might be visualizing their suffering ending, and their knowing peace. Or maybe it's a combination. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace. Can be helpful to check in with the bodily experience. Perhaps there's a feeling of softness or warmth in the heart. Maybe there's a general sense of spaciousness, care. It's perfectly fine if it's not there, but if it is there, these bodily experiences, can use them to support the practice. Maybe this compassion for a loved one, a dear one, arises out of a warmth in the heart. Arises out of a softness in the belly. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace. the mind's wandering. If difficulties are arising, come check in and see if just a little bit more imagination, a little more visualization might be helpful. Maybe using the phrases a little bit more might be helpful. Maybe checking in with the body might be helpful. In a relaxed, easy way. Part of the art of practice is applying a little bit of effort, but not too much, not straining. And not being complacent. Just tuning into what might support our practice right now. Maybe it's more warm-heartedness towards yourself. Maybe allowing yourself to feel the rhythm of the breath, of the phrases, and to be supported by that. Maybe it's to enter into the visualization of the loved one being free from suffering. Not so much that we are chasing pleasure or chasing our preferences. Just tuning into what might be supportive right now. Having compassion for a lovable being. Now, can we imagine this dearly loved one turning towards us? And the dearly loved one is sending compassion to us. How does that feel? To be receiving the compassion. Feeling the warmth, feeling the care, feeling the kindness. We might be giving ourselves compassion, holding ourselves in care, warm-heartedness. May I be free from suffering. May I know peace. May I be free from suffering. May I know peace. May I be free from suffering. May I know peace. It can be helpful to imagine what would it be like to be free from suffering. What would it be like to know peace? Tuning into this possibility. May I be free from suffering. May I know peace. If difficulties arise, it might be helpful to turn towards the difficulty, recognize it, see it clearly. Use a little equanimity. It's like this right now. It's like this right now. With some spaciousness, some warmth. Maybe it would be helpful to bring attention to the sensations of the body again. Getting grounded, connected to this moment. Feeling the feet on the ground. Feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. Feeling the breath. And then when there's a sense of balance, a little more openness, a little more spaciousness, perhaps. We can reconnect with compassion for the self, for oneself. May I be free from suffering. May I know peace. So in doing compassion practices, it can be really helpful to start with getting grounded in the body, getting grounded in the present moment, getting connected to the felt experience. Help us arrive, to help us be settled, and also to serve as a support. Might be helpful to dip back in to the sensations of the body. If we find that we're getting a little bit off balance or slipping away or having some difficulties, so we can begin with mindfulness of the body or some other practice that you do for to be connected to the present moment. Maybe it's specifically of the breath. And then for compassion practice, just like we do with loving kindness practice, we start where it's easy. And this can be with a dearly loved one, a dear one, a lovable being. And maybe we just start with connecting to the warm-heartedness we feel towards them. For some people, it might be helpful to do some phrases. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. For some people, it might be easier to be really connecting with the felt sense or the idea or experience of radiating loving kindness, maybe not using the phrases. Different minds work differently. Different times, we have different access to different things. The key is to not feel like you're struggling. If you feel like you're struggling, is there a way that you can bring in a little more ease? Or maybe just go back to mindfulness of the body for a bit. And then after we've connected, experienced the warm-heartedness for the lovable being, we bring to mind that, of course, they have difficulties too. It might be we know of one particular difficulty, but we all know it is not possible to be in this world without some difficulties. So they have their share of their sorrows, their tribulations. And then when metta meets dukkha, turns into Karuna, the love child. Loving kindness and difficulties is compassion. And again, it might be helpful to use some phrases. It might be helpful just to be imagining, feeling, radiating this warm-heartedness while also get in touch with their difficulties. So this interplay of feeling the warmth and being aware of the difficulties, this compassion, this wish for their difficulties to end. Can it be helpful to say phrases? I offer two. With this practice, there's an invitation to be creative, to find what works for you, what works for your heart. But also with a recognition that we're not trying to chase after pleasant experience after pleasant experience. That's its own form of dukkha. So to recognize that the art of practice is me finding our way with the amount of effort, the use of phrases, the use of imagination, all within this field of kindness, this field of warmth. It's not uncommon for some difficulties to arise, some resistance to the practice, maybe tipping over into some of the suffering and feeling the really pain of that and losing contact with the warm-heartedness. So we can reconnect to our intention, or maybe bring in a bit of equanimity, turning towards our experience. Yes, it's like this right now. Maybe reconnecting with the sensations in the body in a relaxed, easy way. Right? This might take 1 second, it might take 1 minute, it might take 10 minutes. Finding our way. And with compassion for a lovable being, and then to turn towards compassion for ourselves. For some people, it's helpful to start with imagining that the lovable being is sending us compassion, receiving it from the lovable being, allowing ourselves to bathe in that, to swim around in that, be nourished by it. For some people, maybe it's a little bit easier to just be giving compassion to oneself. May I be free from suffering. May I know peace. I think if somebody were to just simply read all these instructions, you would feel like, gee, this feels so complicated. All these steps, all these words. But I think maybe you'll discover, right, in practice, there can just be this easeful kind of flow. Letting the timing, how long to be doing whichever portion of this practice, letting the timing just flow naturally. Sometimes for me, when I feel like it's time to switch to going to the, if I'm doing compassion for the lovable being, and then I want to do compassion for myself, the first time the little inclination of compassion for myself arises, I actually hold back just a little bit and stay with the lovable being. And then it just seems to happen that before I know it, I'm doing compassion for myself. I just want to check in and make sure that I'm not just trying to avoid something, or I don't know. Explore this for yourself, this transition. Nikki and I are doing the guided meditations. Of course, your own pace will be your own pace. Honor that, respect that. So maybe just a reminder, for if you didn't have a practice discussion yesterday, and you did sign up for one, and it's today. And it's at either 9:45, so in just about 15 minutes, or it's at 11:15 in California. Not everybody's in California. So with a really full heart and a smiling heart, actually, as I look at these squares of all these beautiful people, I'm wishing you a wonderful day of practice. Thank you.